Hi, this is Cheryl Murkowski from whorehole.org, and you're listening to my favorite program, Distorted View. Honey!
Oh, I'm Yvonne, and I'm so afraid of balloons. I can't see them. I can't get close to them. I can't even think about it being in a room filled with balloons.
Listen to this. This is really strange. Not only balloons, Yvonne cannot stand the Goodyear blimp. You ever seen the Goodyear blimp?
No.
It's 2,000 feet high. It can't get you. Watch this, Yvonne, please.
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, May 14th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, why does Captain Kirk hate fucking Trekkies? There's gotta be multiple answers to that question. Plus, driving instructor by day, pain slut also by day, and plunging a knife into your lover's chest as a form of foreplay. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Wouldn't you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
All right, that's enough. Oh, no, don't go back there. That's worse. Stay with me. That's it. Okay. No, that's not good.
All right, enough of that. Hey, freaks, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. Got a great show for you today. Before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, of course, I've got some audio clips to play for you. Elliot sent me a clip from a porno. This is a girl's first attempt at anal sex, and it doesn't go well.
I don't know.
So it wasn't even in there yet.
Come here, don't.
Ow.
It's just the head. Go slow.
No, take it out.
It's out. Just the head.
Barely, just put the head in. That's just
the head. Ow, get it out.
Your ass is wrecked.
No. What is it with this U and this no word? Let me see.
I give these guys a lot of credit, though. They're really persuasive.
No.
What is it with this U and this no word? Let me see. Here. Okay, move your hand off.
I asked for inserting things in.
Yes, it is.
Wait a second. I want to hear that one more time.
Okay, move your hand off.
I asked for inserting...
Yes, she has a speech impediment!
Okay, move your hand off.
I asked for inserting things in.
My ass is for things to come out, not to insert things in.
Okay, move your hand off.
I asked for inserting things in.
Yes, it is.
Inserting. How could you seriously jerk off to this? I'd be laughing too hard at her.
Nope, you pushed it back out again.
Porn stars should not be allowed to have lisps or speech impediments.
Nope, you pushed it back out again.
Oh, it hurts.
Oh.
It hurts too much.
The dick in her ass hurts.
What do I need to do to make it not hurt?
Just relax and stay still.
I just want her to talk some more.
Okay, no, you push back. Push back.
This is a great clip. All right, let's see if she says anything else.
Yeah, it's all the way in there now, though. It's not that bad, is it?
It hurts.
It hurts, but you don't want me to stop, though.
It hurts, but in a good way.
It hurts so good.
It hurts, but it kind of feels good, too. Kind of feels good.
This girl is a train wreck. I love her.
Oh my god, I can't believe I have a fucking cock in my ass.
I never in a million years would have thought if I became a porn star I'd have to take a cock up my ass. It's unthinkable. Anyways, in true porno fashion, she eventually gets into the anal sex.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it feels good in my ass. Oh, my God, it feels good.
Feel,
oh, yeah.
It feels great in my ear.
It feels fucking good.
Oh, man. Thank you very much, Elliot, for that submission. Great. Sharon Murkowski sent in a new CB Walker video. This was recorded, you know, he's on public access in New York, and this episode was taped a little bit earlier this year. Let's take a listen as he takes a call from a 60-year-old woman.
Hello?
Hello, honey.
Hello, my name is April.
What in the world is wrong with your voice, honey?
But I have a real question.
As if CB is in any position to make fun of someone else's voice.
What in the world is wrong with your voice, honey?
But I have a real question.
Honey, let me tell you something here.
Yeah.
Are you calling here to start some mess here?
No, I'm calling to get some advice.
CB is always so very wary now of, like, anyone who calls in. He automatically thinks they're prank calling him.
Honey, you gonna get all the advice you need.
Oh, thank you so much.
What the hell is going on with you?
Well, I'm going to be 60 years old soon.
Oh, we're right about the same age, honey.
It's a good age, but I'm lonesome now. I've been divorced many years.
Uh-huh.
And I would love to meet a lovely gentleman.
You would love to meet a lovely what?
A gentleman.
What's that you say?
A lovely gentleman. Uh-huh. I'd like to meet somebody.
You want to meet somebody?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh, honey. First of all, you need to stop playing on this cell phone.
I thought this was a serious show.
Honey, this is damn serious. This is a heart attack, but you got to stop playing on this at home.
Well,
do not call here with this foolishness. You ain't no 60 years old.
I was. I'm going to be 60 soon.
Honey, you are playing on this phone. I ain't got time for this mess here.
Sir, I'm not. I thought you were really...
Get off of this damn phone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know that young lady... Slap the shit out of her. I am so sick and tired of these people playing.
CB is pissed.
If you know that young lady, slap the shit out of her. I am so sick and tired of these people playing on this here damn phone. Do not call here tying up the lines. There's some fool out there getting ready to jump off the Empire State Building. I want to help him. You understand? Do not call here with this foolishness. You're tying up the line. Talking about you 60 years old. Honey, you ain't fooling nobody but yourself. You understand? I ain't gonna say nothing more to somebody. Good evening.
Hello.
Goodbye. Ladies and gentlemen, you got my blood pressure all up again. I ain't got my medication here. Matter of fact, I ran out. I can't keep this up. I really can't. I told myself, I said, you know what, Mr. Walker? I said, huh? Because, you know, I talk to myself sometimes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is the part that Cheryl Murkowski really wanted us to listen to.
I said, what you want? Can't you see I'm busy? I'm watching Jeopardy here. And I said, hold on. Let this be the last show. Uh-huh. Can you do that? And I said, hold on. They get into the Daily Double. When that get off, and I talk to you. So I had to wait. Daily Double's over. Uh-huh. Alex said his thing, commercial break. Then I says, now what it is you want here? Uh-huh. Then I said to myself, I says, you know what? New York City, they don't want your help. They don't want it. All they want to do is cuss and fuss at the food. Uh-huh, that's all they want. And I said, mm-hmm, yeah, you right. So you know what, ladies and gentlemen? This may very well be the last show.
Aww.
I may be right off into the sunset. Remember that movie Shane? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Just like that there. But ain't gonna be no little blonde-haired boy yelling, oh, Shane, Shane, gonna be none of that there. Uh-huh.
Well, I have happy news for you. It wasn't CB Walker's last show. He's still doing it, just in case you guys are curious. Now, before we get into the news, I've got one more clip for you. This is a woman being brought into the police station for public intoxication, and I don't know, there are probably some warrants out for her arrest as well, and she's not happy about it.
I didn't do a damn thing!
You open this up before we get her in there. What's her hand?
Don't touch me!
Come here.
Don't touch
me! Hold the door
right
for me.
I hate you!
Okay.
Hey, stop yelling and he'll get off you. Stop.
He's a man. Get him off me now. Get him off me. He's a man. Get him off of me.
Not like he's giving her a body cavity search or something. It's not like he has three fingers up her cunt. No, he's just giving her a little pat down.
He's a man. He cannot touch
me. And, you know, cupping her breasts a little, but just one of the perks of being a police officer.
He's a man. He cannot touch me.
I'm touching you.
Get him off of me now.
What else you need?
Tell him to get him off of me. me.
You got her?
Yeah,
get him off of me. Don't touch me. Please save me.
All of a sudden, she gets religious. Jesus, please save me. So then the police officers are walking away from the room, and then they hear this.
Oh, she got a neck.
Oh, kaboom. She threw her head at a wall and busted it open.
Yeah, she bonked her. She busted her head. Yeah, she slapped it a little bit.
Yeah.
Nurse!
You brought this on yourself, lady.
Calm down. Calm down.
Get off of me! Get off of me!
She's got a necklace on her.
Yeah, I know. She wants to kick me, though.
She wants to kick and fight.
I don't want
to
kick you.
She's not a very polite vampire.
I don't want to kick you.
Stop it.
I don't want to kick you.
Then stop resisting, and I'm going to get your necklace off.
And move your leg off of my knee.
If you move your leg again.
Oh, my God. I'm about to sue everybody in this right now.
Spell my name right. That's all I ask.
Get the
I'm going to bite you.
Don't try to bite me.
Watch out, she's a biter. Don't bite the nurse.
Let me see your head. Did she just do this?
Yeah, just right now.
Just conk her head.
Yeah, then her story is that the police officers pushed her down, although no one was in the room at the time.
No one was in the cell. No one was inside the cell.
Put it down and look at it. Push me down, because I'm a sorority with the quickness.
I love these cop show clips. My favorite, though, if anyone can find the video where it's two drunk people at a restaurant outside and the woman keeps screaming that she needs her inhaler. I need my inhaler! Yeah, she's nuts. If anyone can find that, email it to me. I'd love to play that again on the show. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Tomorrow is a Sideshow exclusive episode of the show, so unfortunately for you non-paying members, you're not going to get to hear an episode. We'll be back on Friday, though. If you would like to hear the show and you're not a member, why not sign up? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. There's a link, of course, on the show notes today. And you get full access to the entire archives of Distorted View. That's over 800 programs now. Plus, you get extended shows, exclusive shows. We've already done an exclusive show this week. We've already done an extended program this week. Lots of updates on the Sideshow feed. So now is a great time to sign up again. Superfreaksideshow.com, right? Three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. A Winnipeg woman who accidentally plunged a knife into her boyfriend's chest during a drunken bout of rough sex received a 3-year conditional discharge yesterday. Quote, "It was an accident that had disastrous results," said the woman's lawyer. A court order has prohibited the young lovers from communicating with each other since the February incident. That order was lifted yesterday, and the couple left court together smiling. I can't think of anything more American than stabbing your boyfriend during sex, having a restraining order placed against you, and as soon as it being lifted, getting right back together with him. The only thing that could possibly be more American would be you were eating apple pie while having sex and then you shot him in the face with a gun. Or if he used a bald eagle's beak as a dildo on you. Court heard the 25-year-old woman and 24-year-old man had known each other since grade school, but had only become romantically involved 4 weeks prior to the accident. The man was rushed to the hospital in critical condition after suffering a stab wound to the left ventricle of his heart. Holy shit. Goat hospital staff thought he was going to die. He was very close to death, said Crown Attorney Larry Allen, adding the man has fully recovered. Allen said the man and woman had been drinking heavily and were engaged in rough sex activities when the man requested that she carve artwork into his chest. That has got to top the list of things you shouldn't do while drunk. Operating a knife. The guy said they engaged in dangerous play, and due to her intoxication, she was not precise with the knife and punctured his heart. The man told police the stabbing was an accident in that the two routinely cut and scratched each other with knives. The man showed police several wounds, including a heart-shaped scar on his back, featuring the woman's initials. Judge Brian Corinne said the woman was clearly remorseful and unlikely to be re-involved. Corinne ordered the woman to participate in alcohol counseling while on probation. So there you go. Second story we have for you today, a kinky driving...
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
You know what a typical day on the set of The O'Reilly Factor means. It's time for Distorted Views, Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition tonight!
Celebrity Michael Jackson. Entertainment. Implants. Hollywood. Who is Angelina Jolie banging? Extra. Mayonnaise.
Shocking William Shatner revelations today on Distorted View. Yes, William Shatner desperately tried to avoid romancing obsessed Star Trek fans. Why, you ask? Obviously because they wanted to reenact their sick science fiction fantasies with the actor. Shatner says, quote, "I can't tell you how many deranged, horny fans have tried to stick a tricorder in my asshole during sex. And while we're on the subject, I'm not going to say engage when I penetrate you. That wasn't even me. That was Patrick Stewart. Likewise, I'm never going to scream fire, photon, sperm, pedos. It's stupid and quite frankly degrading." Okay, well, he didn't say any of that, but he's thinking it. The 77-year-old who shot to fame as Captain Kirk in the original 1960s TV show insists he couldn't enjoy flings with the series' most devoted followers because he was so turned off by their bizarre bedroom behavior. In his new autobiography, Up Till Now, Shatner explains how women would pretend they were being beamed up by the Starship Enterprise commander shrieking, "So this is what it's like to be in bed with Captain Kirk." He writes, "You can't imagine how much of a downer that is in every sense of the word." I like my quote better. Fire, photon, sperm, pedos. I should have ghostwritten that book. So there you go. That's your Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition tonight. Got one more story for you, and then we'll get the hell out of here. This one comes from England. A kinky driving instructor took schoolgirls into the woods and then paid them to kick him in the groin as he crouched on all fours with his trousers down. Oh, speaking of which, Nard from the Bear Podcast sent me an XTube video of some guy getting his balls kicked by some fat woman. She's got big chunky legs, that's all you see. Anyways, here's a couple of those hits.
Pretty hard.
Oh! That is pure foot on ball action.
One.
Oh! Two.
Oh!
Three.
Oh!
Four.
Oh!
Five.
One more.
And finally.
Brace yourself.
Oh! Oh! That poor son of a bitch. And what about that woman, that monster, that whale of a woman who's just repeatedly kicking him in the nuts? What the hell is her problem?
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
Oh, okay. That explains it then. David Aston, 32, would lay a towel down to keep his clothes clean, then make the youngsters boot him until he couldn't bear the pain. He's a pervert, yes, but I don't think he should go to jail for this. Just having some kids, like, kick his balls? Kids would think that's funny. It happens all the time on America's Funniest Home Videos. It's just like that news story we read a long time ago about how this pervert would go into urinals after little boys have peed in it, and he takes a cup and scoops out the pee or something and then drinks it, or I don't know what he does with it. But he went to jail for that and was registered as a sex offender. I'm like, yeah, it's creepy and it's gross, but he's not hurting anyone. Like, the child is barely involved. If I was running this country, things would be different, goddammit. Kids would be molested left and right in this country, and it would be glorious. No. Don't isolate that audio.
I'm Tim Henson, and I approve this message. If I was running this country, things would be different. Kids would be molested left and right in this country, and it would be glorious.
All right, back to the story here. Actually, things do get a little more creepy. The court heard of two occasions when Aston drove girls aged 13 to 15 to the woods after contacting them online in 2006. He had oral sex with the 15-year-old both times before two and then three girls kicked him in the nuts. He drove them home in his Honda Civic. Little plug for Honda there. The sporty 2009 Honda Civic. rated the number one car by child molesters worldwide. Yes, he drove them home in the in his Honda Civic, paying two girls £10 and one a bottle of whiskey. Cops investigated when he complained one was pestering him for sex. Officers allegedly found child porn on his computer. Ouch, things are not looking good for you, Mr. Aston. Aston denies sex with a child and possessing the child porn. The case continues. And that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky dickies.
Dude, Tim, I am way behind, and I'm laughing at this person who says she's way behind. She's listening to the January 16th on the 18th episode, and I'm just now listening to it, and that's not including the fact I've killed November and December in the last week and a half, and then January, so I am literally a lot further behind than most people. But I gotta say, the pro-life was epic, and I'm loving every bit of the show. Keep it up, man. Bye.
Thank you. The pro-life? What? It's probably referencing something that happened 6 months ago. I don't know what happened on yesterday's program. I couldn't tell you the news stories I talked about or the clips I played.
Timmy, Chris the Carpenter here.
Hi, Chris.
Just listened to your last show, and you played the hot dog clip, and something has always struck me as odd with that clip, but I couldn't put my finger on it, and I just got it today. There's a wife and seven kids at home.
Yeah.
So with the hot dog that was speaking, that's a total of 9 hot dogs. When was the last time you bought a package of 9 hot dogs?
It's true.
Shouldn't it be 8 kids, a husband and a wife? There's 10 or 8. You know?
What
six
happened?
Kids, husband, wife.
Maybe one was from a previous marriage. I love how Chris is trying to inject logic into the LSD freak story. Something isn't adding up. Maybe the fact that the hot dog is speaking to her? All right, thank you very much.
Jake Giles Dan, brought to you by the Tone Deaf Radio Show.
How can anyone listen to this shit and enjoy it? I've never met anyone who is a fan who lists, you know, the Jay Giles Band as one of their top, you know, favorite bands. I'm going to do a search on MySpace today and see if anyone actually lists the Jay Giles Band as their favorite band, and then I'm just going to write horrible comments to them. Like, for instance, your taste in music sucks.
Thank you, God, for this wonderful autistic mind I have. So, Windowlicker,
yes.
I just thought I'd point out, yes, we have done a Flintstone Sextastic Tuesday. It was with Betty and Wilma having sex.
Oh, right.
So,
okay.
Yeah, you forgot. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho, could you play that Sextastic Tuesday next week for the, you know, the enema porn that you did? It was the 16-year-old boy and the 16-year-old girl with the old man. And then you said, no, wait, okay, because you didn't, you know, at first you didn't realize it was underage, so you said they were 18.
Depending on which state.
You can remember, find that clip or, you know, that enema porn. That'd be great. Thank you.
I'll try to find that for you.
Guess who? You know that guy who flips out when he gets the phone calls? I do the same thing. I just don't cuss out the person on the line. In fact, I've got a friend who, always calls me in the middle of sex or something. I don't know how he does it. He just knows. But that's beside the point. I just had somebody ring my doorbell, 10 times. You'd think after a while, you know, nobody's there.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to answer. No, it's a fucking crackhead. He wants to mow my lawn. You know?
Videotape it, please.
And anybody else out there listening, do you get crackheads ring your doorbell again and again and again and again and again and again and again while you're trying to masturbate? I don't know if you're the only one who does... Or I'm the only one who has that problem, you know.
Do you live in, a bad part of town or something? Crackheads are... What kind of crackhead, first of all, asks to mow someone's lawn? I've never had a crackhead show that kind of initiative. Good for the crackhead. All right, one more here.
Hey, Timmy, this is Colin from Illinois.
Ooh!
I have 2 bizarre sex terms for you.
All right, bizarre sex terms, yeah. All right, let's see what you got.
All right, the first one is called the monkey. It's where you're doing a chick, you know, real nice. And you pull out, you take a shit on the bed, and you throw the shit at the girl.
Okay.
Like a monkey.
I think I've heard that one before, or something similar.
It's very hot. The chicks dig that. And the second one is called the Iraqi. It's where you're doing a chick, real nice. And then right in the middle of it, you blow yourself up.
Oh, I see. I thought it was going to be something like you scream, ah, no, 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 when you're coming or something like that. Thank you very much for that. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God? It hurts. Don't stick it in my ass. It hurts. Vote for us a podcast tally. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, we will be back tomorrow for a Thursday show. If you're not a member yet, please sign up. Support the show. SuperFreakSideshow.com. We will see you back on Friday. Until then, bye, everybody.
Move your hand off.
I asked it for inserting things in.
Yes, it is.